Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, the Radio.com app is, in fact, better than Brussels sprouts. But I will say, in recent years, I've become a big Brussels sprouts fan.
Brussels sprouts had a renaissance type of thing. You know?
Did they?
Yeah, they truly did.
Yeah, they became like a really popular item at restaurants, all that type of stuff.
I mean, they started doing them better.
Yeah, exactly. They started, you know, frying them up a little bit, doing all that kind of stuff.
Well, then that explains it. Fair enough. 215-592-9494. Ray's prediction for the Eagles-Rams game and drop of the week, more up ahead this segment. Let's go to Bill in Richmond. What's up, Bill?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Bill.
Joe, I'm going to tell you right now, one thing I would love to do is play golf with you. I would love to take Richie fishing, and I would love to watch a Phillies game with Seltzer just to hear him break it down, everything like that. I know Richie likes to fish and likes that stuff.
I really do.
Never bet against me, because I would have given you 18 strokes. 18 strokes. And this is just judging off my last round of golf. I still would have beaten you by 12 strokes.
Whoa.
I shot a 77 the other day.
Whoa!
First,
so
never,
Bill, let's set this up.
Bill, first off, darkness set in yesterday. Let's start with that. and the implication of how that makes it harder to see, find.
Here they are. We were waiting for the excuses.
You can lose your ball, penalty stroke, the whole deal. I mean, there's a lot of factors there.
Well, that's how you play golf, Joe. You can't just be
course.
I lost the ball. You don't drop when taking a stroke, man.
I agree, but I'm just saying darkness set in. It creates problems.
When can you play?
I mean, the next time I come to Philly, you know, I don't know. You know, I'd love to play in it. That'd be great.
Yeah, let's make it happen.
I'll take it under.
we can make that Muppet bet, you know. That would be great.
Yes,
if
please.
You beat me, well, I would give you the 18 strokes, one stroke a hole. And if I beat you, then you have to tell the Muppet story.
Ooh.
That's a better bet.
Oh, the Muppet story. Well, okay. I'll think about it.
It's a deal.
Bill, what do you got on the Phils?
Man, Like Seltzer said at the beginning of the show, man, fire Matt Klentak. It is so, like, I love watching the Phillies play. We have one of the best lineups in all of the major leagues. And the problem we've had in past years is we don't have starting pitching. Well, we still kind of don't, but they're not the real, I mean, granted, Nola didn't play a great game last night. He didn't pitch well. But we still had a chance to win. And there was something crazy, like they're leading in, like, what, 42 of their games or something? James said something the other day where they've blown 11 or 12 saves, and you take half of those games, just half of them. You're looking at a completely different team. We're not even worried about making the playoffs. We're number one in the NL East. I mean, how do you go into this season with the bullpen you have saying, oh, well, Dave Robertson might come back at some point? So Anthony Dominguez, we really hope he can pitch.
Yep.
It's just
– you're right, Bill. You're 100% right. All right, give me a great movie based on a TV show.
Well, somebody already took my Blues Brothers, but how about The Untouchables?
The Untouchables.
Oh, yeah, good call, man.
That is a good call. That's going to be in the running.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. That is a great answer.
That is a great answer. Very good answer. By the way, speaking of answers and calls and all, and hanging out with people, am I right, James, like a year or so ago, the Sledgehammer invited Richie to go hang out with them?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Right, sounds right. Yeah, no, there was
sounds right.
There was something where the sledgehammer was saying, John, you should hang out with him.
I think so, too.
Joining us right now on the Swartz Carlton guest line. If you're injured at work, at Justice. Call Swartz Carlton at 800-JUSTICE. Let's go to the sledgehammer. Sledge, you and Richie, when are you guys hanging out?
I don't know. That's a new one on me, too. I don't recall that
exactly.
I know. I remember offering you, Joe, to come ride with me in the truck for the day.
I remember that, too.
Oh, I thought it was you and Richie. Because he was so looking forward to it.
I'm sure. But that reminds me. Hey, Joe.
Sledgey, what do you got, buddy?
Not much. What's up, Richie?
Sledgler.
How did Amy like my little rhyme yesterday?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't heard from her about it. I don't know if she heard
it.
Whoa,
are you guys on the skids?
No, I haven't heard from her about it.
Well, sounds like there's trouble in paradise, doesn't it, Sledge?
If paradise even exists.
Ooh, right. Ooh, a good line, Sledge.
Yeah.
A good line.
So wait, you're saying you didn't go home and take out the radio.com app and go back to Sledge's call and play it for Amy? Because that's kind of messed up.
Correct. That is what I'm saying. I should have done that, Sledge. You're right about that.
You know what? That's okay, Amy. If you're a real and you are listening, listen to the drop of the week. It might make an appearance.
Oh, look at
might
you.
Might not as well, but.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, Seltzer. But anyway.
Probably hey, should.
It should. But let's get on to the Phillies here. I'm wondering, you think Klentak is hiding under his desk yet? Because this bullpen, if he actually thinks that he did a good job, man, he needs to pack his
bag. I'll tell you what, Sledge,
he
should be nervous. Now, maybe he knows something we don't know, meaning maybe Middleton has told him you're here any which way. But I'll tell you this. Klentak, today's Friday. The season ends, I believe, Sunday of next week. Klentak could be fired 2 Mondays from now. He could be. He could be fired.
He could be
fired in, what's that, 10 days? Could be.
I tell you what, he should just pack his bags now. I'll even drive him to the airport.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting, you know, if they do make the playoffs, which they still have, you know, the odds makers say an above-average chance to make. If they make it at 30-30, does that save his job? It shouldn't. It shouldn't. And
yeah,
I don't want Middleton tricked by an expanded playoffs, meaning – you know, again, I think the town of Toms is too hard on Klentak, and I'll stand by that. But clearly what has happened with the new bullpen guys that he brought in, not getting the job done, at some point your responsibility lies with what you put out there, and it's not good.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not good. He can't evaluate talent, and what he tries to put together, just as we see, it's just not good enough. I mean, we need someone who's actually baseball-minded, who can actually evaluate talent and put people in the right places to actually benefit this team.
I agree. Sledge, give me a movie based on a TV show.
She was pretty good looking in a TV show, and the one they got in the movie was even hotter, Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman was the movie after the show, I think it was, right?
Oh, yeah,
definitely.
My girl Gail.
Oh,
the show was,
right.
What, Linda Carter?
Linda Carter.
Linda Carter, yeah.
Linda Carter was Wonder Woman. Exactly right. Let's do what we do every Friday at this time year-round. We have some fun. We have some laughs with the drop of the week. Well, hold on. You yourself. James Seltzer, what are people saying? What happened this week?
Yeah, what happened this week? Yeah. Let's dive in. What are you guys saying and me and all that? Let's dive in. Richie said something, and you made me cut your laugh.
James, if you could, look up the line on that game.
The Eagles are a 2.5-point favorite at home.
Wow.
Cut my laugh for drop of the week, okay? Yep. That's when I said there's no way the Eagles are winning on Sunday. No way. No way. Now, I still got to make my official pick, and I'll do so before the end of the show. All right, fair enough.
All right.
You were scoffing,
I was
Joe.
Scoffing.
All right. Joe, you said this.
I can't get it out right now.
What were you talking about?
I don't know. I can't get it out right now.
Well, what I've noticed is that kind of jives with a theme in the past.
I can't get it up. I can't get it out right now. Oh, you can't get it all the way up. I can't get it out, actually.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Joe.
Keep going. Can I just say to the audience, listen, I have a very childish producer.
Yeah, you do. I'll own it. All right, Joe, speaking of childish, you like to go down a certain path sometimes as well yourself.
Now, Joe, you're a what, 5'9", 160 pounds?
First off, I want every inch I got. I need it. I'm 5'10".
Is that with shoes on?
We went to a Phillies game together. We're both the same height, chance. Buddy.
All right. I get you. I get you. All right.
You had a great tease setting up Howard Eskin coming on this week.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie up ahead. The King, Howard Eskin, a man who not only has teed off many times, but has been a caddy many times. Why? Because he loves to suck up to athletes. That's right. Howard Eskin.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That's pretty good, man.
That was a great line.
There was.
Credit wasn't due.
That was pretty good.
Good work right there.
Thank you.
All right. Again, back to a theme.
Annoyed do you think Howard was when he heard that? He's about to come on our show. He played it off. He played it off when he came on about how he was a real PGA caddy that one time, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, he's like, that damn DeCamera.
He definitely was like that damn
DeCamera.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. Keep going.
All right. Again, you have a theme that you like to lean into sometimes.
All right, Kevin, what'd you say? Nick Foles? You slid it in there?
Nick Foles.
All right, Nick
Foles.
Foles
is magical. Yep, we heard that.
What I said?
Yeah. Let's move on. You did it again.
What is he
today,
doing?
Today with Nick Foles.
What is he doing in there? I mean, this guy is outrageous. Keep going.
Maybe you should isolate.
Foles, you slid it in there? Oh, stop it. Stop,
what was that? I didn't hear you.
Stop
okay,
it, stop
I'm just
it.
Wondering. Yeah. You did it again today. Same guy, same type of thing.
Because all the Wentz lovers out there won't want me to invoke the name of Nick. Number nine.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
Because he whipped it out that day at the L.A. Coliseum.
Oh,
he was spreading the ball around. All right.
I'd say it's an unhealthy fixation.
No, Nick Foles' name comes up, and you can't help yourself.
Well. Keep going.
You were about to there, weren't you?
No, I'm a huge fan. I mean, the guy won the Eagles Super Bowl.
Okay. I love him too.
Okay.
Okay. Joe, Tom from Abington called in and talked about being a gracious loser.
And when I lose, I'm not one to make excuses like some people.
No. I too lose with creation.
Sure.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay.
Did somebody just play a laugh track around here?
I don't know. It just might be the single most ridiculous thing.
Oh.
That's less ridiculous than chickens having four wings or cow milk being urine or all that stuff.
Not cool. keep going, Tom. Not cool from you guys. Not cool.
Oh,
caused quite a reaction, Joe.
Apparently,
we have one more drop that I don't think I have to get permission from Spike to play it before I play it. But we have an amazing drop that I can't play. But
right.
I will get permission.
Who said
I think.
It?
You did.
All right. Well, then.
Oh,
you slid it in there.
Don't play it. I don't know what it is, but don't play it.
Oh.
Do you know what
it is? Was it today?
It was yesterday.
Ah, see, I must have missed it, too.
Yeah, I don't know what
Luckily,
it is.
John, I can play it for you during the break.
Yes.
So no worries.
Good.
So what's the winning answer here?
I think it's this.
Rip and Howard?
Rip
and I can't
Howard.
Get it out right now.
All right. Definitely.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Lamar. What's up, Lamar? Yo, Lamar. Oh, Lamar, buddy. Not there, but not there. All right, let's get to Ray Dittinger and his prediction for the Eagles game. One that I would say a lot of Eagles fans, if I had a guess, are probably struggling on. And, you know, look, it makes some sense. It's a pick'em game. Let's hear what Ray had to say this week when he was on with Angelo, given his breakdown of the Eagles and the Rams and his pick for Sunday.
Ray, Rams at Eagles. Who wins the game?
I'm taking the Eagles.
Ah!
Wow!
Ah! We're saved! World, we're saved! Ray, you set me up. I swear to God on that one. Ray, why are we winning this game?
I don't know.
Well, you don't know. You're an expert.
That's
you have to know.
Your best answer ever.
You have to know, Ray. You're the expert. You're in the Hall of Fame, damn it.
I couldn't help it. I'm sorry. I hate to say this because it sounds stupid. If I look at it on paper and I look at it on tape, there really is no good real justification for picking the Eagles to win this game. All the tangible signs, all the real evidence sort of points towards the Rams, because right now the Rams are a better team right now. But I just have a feeling that the Eagles are going to bounce back in a big way from this game. I mean, that was I mean, that was just so embarrassing what happened on Sunday. And I don't think the Eagles are that bad. I mean, you could be out of this. You could be out of this race and talking about the draft before Thanksgiving, before Halloween. So I just don't see them getting there. I mean, I think that getting Sanders back will help enormously. I think they realize that they really need this game. And I think they're humiliated by what happened Sunday. And I expect them to come out and give you a big effort. So
I have a score, Ray.
I'll say 24-20.
All right, so Ray goes Eagles, and that's good to hear. But you can tell he doesn't exactly have conviction. John, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. Open for gaming, live racing, sports wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, who wins on Sunday? A, the Eagles. B, the Rams. John, where do you think the results came in today on Twitter?
Well, I think a lot of people are going to do what Ray's doing. I mean, he said it himself. On tape, you know, when on paper, when you look at this matchup, it's not good. But your heart and your hope is what's giving you this belief. I don't know why. And so what percentage of people are trying too hard to make the Eagles better? I'm going to say 50% say the Eagles can win.
Wow, I thought you were going to say 80 based on that setup. Well, you're close. 56% of people are saying the Eagles. But yes, 44%.
Most realistic poll I think we've ever had for a who wins an Eagles game, other than maybe if we did that Saints game.
Playoff game?
Oh.
The 48-7 game where I need a miracle going into that game.
Oh, well, right.
Like,
right,
that one
right.
might have been around there, but it's right. really rare that we have it this close.
So 56% of people say the Eagles, but that means 44% don't.
Which is an ungodly high number.
All right, so
for
let me
a poll
let,
like this.
Let me weigh in, John, and give you my pick. Like I said earlier, I am torn. For those that missed it, torn by two mindsets. The first being that the Eagles were pathetic versus Washington. Their offensive line stinks. Their quarterback is feeling the heat. The coach isn't properly scheming the offense right, and Aaron Donald's going to kill them. And the second mindset being that you get the injured players back. Miles Sanders is really going to help. The Eagles generally have been good the last couple of years, and will, you know, these are the kind of games the Eagles win. That, you know, Peterson has beaten McVay twice. It's a week-to-week league. What happens week one doesn't necessarily mean week two. And that even though Wentz has been disappointing, he's still better than Jared Goff. Everybody settled down, Eagles win, right? The mindset that wins out on my mind on this Football Friday, on this show, is mindset number one. I told you at the start of the week that I vowed that I was going to pick the Rams. And I will admit, I've been very torn on this because I do think Sanders being back helps a lot. I think if Lane Johnson plays, that helps a lot. We know their record when Lane Johnson plays and all that, but I saw what I saw last Sunday, and I said to myself on Monday, I'm picking the Rams, and I'm sticking with that.
It is – I, too, like during the week when Ray brought up the idea, if they're not careful here, if they don't win this game, they're in danger of starting the season 1-5. Because you look at the next 4 weeks after this game – the Bengals, I'm not too worried about that. But then the 49ers, Steelers, and Ravens. When in the big scheme of things, like, I know they have to win this game and they will be motivated and they will be ready to redeem themselves, because last week was an embarrassment. And this has been probably by all accounts a tough week of practice, even though Doug doesn't seem like he's too tough on the guys. It's been one of the toughest weeks that they've had, where everyone's being critical, and that does get you tuned up and more ready to play, which is why I think they'll keep it close. I don't think this is going to be a blowout. I think the Rams, like, when it really comes down to it, on a must-have down, I give it to their offense over our offense. Like, I think their offense can make something happen. Maybe they scheme something open and they somehow make it work. When it comes to a must-have down, when I think about our defenses, like, I saw a must-have down against the Washington Redskins. It was 4th-and-1. The game's hanging in the balance, and we came up short. I feel like the Rams have a little extra something that we don't have right now. Even though we will be a better team.
We also got to get real about the no crowd thing. I mean, yeah. We just do. There's no crowd at Lincoln Financial Field.
That hurts.
The Rams have to get on a flight, but there is no crowd. Coming up, time's yours. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, time's yours is next.
Football is here. Plus, baseball and playoff action continues. Many of you have already joined me and set up your Parx Casino Sportsbook app accounts. It makes the games more fun. I go with the home team, and I have the home field advantage when it comes to my sports betting app. My team at Parx Casino Sportsbook are right here in Bucks County. Your action and your money are safe and secure on their easy-to-use sports betting app, the only sportsbook app backed by the number one casino in the state of Pennsylvania. Sign up now. Get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500. It's the home opener in Philly. We're hosting Los Angeles. The over-under, 45.5 points. The over-under in the first half is 22.5 points. Here's a good wager idea. Bet $100 on Philadelphia to score first and win the game. And if they do both, it pays you $200. Download the app or go to parxcasino.com/PA. That's parxcasino.com/PA. Use the promo code JRWIP. That's JRWIP to get your risk-free bet of up to $500. parxcasino.com/PA. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss as a free bet. The Parx Casino Sportsbook app. Bet with the best.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.